We are called back to order. Any place you want to start? Can we go ahead and take care of our grant writing? I talked to Doug and he said they can do her.
You can do that. You know, we're looking for the pre, if you want to do the microphone if you have to talk, but the pre-application, the pre, what is it called? Not the pre-application, but the pre-grant?
Yes, the engineer in our office, Travis Heyer, just completed two of these for the city of Forsyth. So
okay.
He's very familiar with them. He just did them last week. So.
And what was your, what would you charge for like that?
Well, the grant writing's nothing, you know,
right.
We don't charge anything
okay.
for that.
I just want to make sure. So
yeah, right.
You wanted Chuck to give him which two projects then? You wanted to give him?
Yeah, I'd like to have Archer do.
And you know our timeline.
Yeah, the end of the month. Well, a week.
You've got a week, great.
And Boys Camp, and then Great River do Round Mountain.
Okay.
Okay. And so we'll just get with Frank. I'll
Frank and Joan.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Frank. I guess Joan and Ron are running with from an IDA or Office of Economic Development, but the matching monies and all that, and you know what you need, right, Frank?
We're at 50%.
50%.
On both of these. Yeah, and after I'm out of here, which is normally about an hour, hour and a half, sometimes two, I'll give you a call. Will you be in the office?
The person you need to talk to is Travis.
Travis?
Yeah, and he's at another meeting right now.
Okay.
He should be back this afternoon. I'll have to check his schedule to see when he's going to be back, but he will be back tomorrow.
Okay. So, last name for Travis?
Heyer, H-E-I-E-R.
Okay. And he's in this office right now.
Yes.
And you'll let him know what were the timelines and all that to make sure?
Yeah, he's aware of all of that because we work with Joan and Ron on the on the other. So.
Very good.
All right. Well,
do we need to motion that, you reckon? Or?
Let's go ahead and motion it.
Yeah.
Then.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
To Boys Camp and Clevenger Cove be assigned to H.E.R. Archer, and Round Mountain goes to Green Mountain, Great River.
Exactly.
Second that motion that Chuck just had.
Aye. Thank you, Doug.
See you, Doug.
Okay. Do we want to ask Frank to get the barber's phone number and give that to...
You'll be able to facilitate that with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can know we're working with her in the long run.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The lady we had on the conference call yesterday.
Okay. And please babysit this thing so that we don't miss the deadline. At least you're part of it. Those three roads.
Right.
Would you please make sure that
I'll try to
you're not yelling and screaming on Friday when you say I don't have anything, I haven't heard from anybody.
Good point.
Right.
Please.
Okay. Right,
that's the five.
That's all we were going to carry over.
No, we've got the only thing else we've got to vote on that we haven't voted on, which was the animal control.
Yeah. I was kind of looking at it as I go.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll do it at the end. Go ahead, Frank. It's all yours.
We talked about this last time we met, hiring of the new person for Mr. Cole's crew, the work order crew. I would like to set up interviews late this afternoon, make the phone calls, and try and have something for Wednesday and Thursday of this week. I've not had the opportunity to inform Mr. Strahan that this is the direction that we're going in, but we'll continue to attempt to do so.
Are you going to, how are you going to advertise? This is externally, so how are we advertising?
We have about 150 applications on file currently, and having previewed those, I think I can come up with six or so qualified applicants.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay. We recently ordered some traffic paint for the entire county. It's common to paint all of your lane markings on an annual basis, and we should be starting that in the next few weeks once our paint arrives here. That's the yellow and white lines throughout Taney County.
Is our equipment in good shape?
Yes.
Because we've had issues with that last year.
We have had it in the past, yes. The 160 dirt pit is almost complete. That's been basically an open strip mine for the fill material, and about 4 years that's been open, and we've put a hard press to have it closed prior to Mr. Jack Wilson's retirement.
Yeah.
So that was a goal of ours, and I think we will meet that. The chip seal program is going rather well. I've had some good calls on quality, and I've had a couple of...
Not so good calls.
Okay. Some of the not so good calls, of which there are two that I know of, are just that the prep work was not done
properly.
One issue on Foxglove off of O Highway, we had a stretch of road that would not set for some reason, and so we had to go back and apply some snow control, really small fine gravel. We did have about three vehicles that had a bunch of oil on their wheel wells and the side of the vehicles, so all we could do was block that oil with more material. It appears that after the weekend it has cured, and I don't think we'll have that issue anymore. Want me to back up to number one? Next issue I have is Cotton Rock. Cotton Rock is a road in eastern Taney County that we've had some correspondence from the residents in regards to blind corners and very narrow road. So we made an effort starting last year to acquire right-of-way. We did have an effort to cut through that farm field there, and that's not going to work. Most people appear to be open to the idea of, are excited about this project happening, but our normal right-of-way acquisition, we do things such as build a fence line for people, take some trees out. The way this is laid out, people don't want a fence line, they don't have a need for a fence line. So Randy asked me to ask you if you would be willing to pay for the slivers of right-of-way that we need out there. Estimated cost for all three parcels, it's right at the very beginning part of the road where the tree lines are very narrow. They're sliver parcels from a point to 4, 5, 6 feet wide. Estimated cost maybe for all three property owners together is about $1,500 to $2,000. He's not approached them with this idea yet. He's not mentioned anything of that. But they have all hinted to him, what will I get for it?
I wouldn't do it. They called, they wrote letters, everything wanting that road fixed, and we made a special effort to go out there and try to straighten that mess up. It's been created by the property owners, and they are to be the ones who accept it. The reason I say that is because they've got, we had an LC Combs, we had nasty letters wrote to the editor about us not working on that road, and we're ready to work on it, and now they want money out of it.
Well, I didn't quite say that. Randy just wanted to know if he could have that as a tool to negotiate with them.
If you give one, you got to give all of them.
The people that we're having issues with right now are at the very beginning of the road, which I think the people who really wanted this road improved lived about halfway down to about three quarters of the way down.
Yeah. That neither one of you gentlemen been out there to this road. It would be a good one for them to video to show you.
That'd be fine.
I mean, we have wide areas. As wide as this room with a fence row off over there where the easement's at, you go down and you make almost a 90-degree turn, and you'll have that much on the other side.
How many people are we talking about we serve? How many people are this road serving?
20, 25 families, quite a few.
There's quite a few down the road.
You're saying it's not worth putting a cap on what he can acquire land on?
Well, I figure the ones that's wanting the money will be the ones that's wanting that want something done to the road. You two guys can go whatever. I mean, it's in my district. They're going to jump on me. I don't care about whether they jump on me or not. We're trying to improve the road situation. We went out there and looked it over, and it's just kind of I figured we should have already had it done, really.
Right, but we're having land, I mean, it's basically land issues.
It's all been surveyed.
That's another thing we did. We surveyed that one before.
Out of our pocket.
Before we took policy in to survey, make the landowners survey it, we surveyed
right.
it. That's another thing that they got.
It's your side. I mean, I'll take your lead if you want Frank to go out there and look again.
The old fence rows that they're talking about not wanting. No wonder they don't want them. I mean, they haven't kept them up. They're just half down in half places and all kinds of things.
Right.
But they want the road worked on because of the blind corners, but they don't want, you know, they should want this to take the timber out.
So Randy's been out there talking to the landowners?
Yes.
And they're not willing to give it?
He's been having a difficult time, but he has yet. What we typically offer will not work in these two or three cases. Because of the configuration and or lay of the land. They're not in need of a fence.
And it's a county road already, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I think, since you mentioned that, I've made a note. Survey, the idea of somebody paying for the survey is when we're trying to talk us into the road. Is that right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way I see it. If it's already a county road, we can't tell the property. We've never done that.
Yeah, but they don't even know where their loan lines are at. We've established the...
Could Randy put together a little neighborhood with all the people and just say we have a timeline and then we're just going to go on to the next one?
That'd be a good idea. Just have him go out there with a list of the names of the landowners all the way down.
And if we don't resolve it by a certain time, we're just going to go on to the next problem.
We'll check it off. If you're willing to help the county participate, check care.
I don't understand. We're just talking small slivers. We're not taking large parcels.
No, there's slivers.
And it's going to improve the entire area.
Safety-wise.
And in their own property.
There's oak trees out there this big around. It's got the whole side of the tree knocked off where the county, somebody's come around with them blind quarters and hit one of the trees.
Right.
And we've took a terrible abuse through the media over it.
Well, what do you,
well, I don't guess you don't have a survey with you.
No.
We might just, my thought was, I'm looking back at Casey Road, and we paid Mr. Wyatt and the other guy, I think. But the rest of them, we didn't pay anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
We fixed the fence and this and that. But so I'm not real excited about us paying. But we might look to see, will the survey show, probably won't show houses or nothing, though, will it?
No.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered. If there's something similar that, you know, it affects somebody negatively, then maybe we ought to consider it. But otherwise, I'm not for paying either, especially if it's just little slivers that.
One of the slivers is about a 6-foot piece that's on the opposite side of the road from the gentleman that owns the property. It serves no purpose to him other than he could say it's his.
That's the way the whole road is.
I don't know that I'm ready to go as far as you would, Jim, and just walk it off with it. Maybe we ought to look at the survey or something. But
let's get Randy to get a check on what families want to help participate.
What I don't want you guys to do is this lingers forever. I mean, we need to come to a point where they're not going to participate, and we just go
deadline's
on.
Deadline's a good thing.
I mean, I just like to put a deadline, but why don't you have Randy, whatever you guys suggest, but I'd like to see a deadline.
Similar to the letter of... agreement that we get on a petition road that says these property owners are for the improvements and are willing to come up with, probably use the same form letter, but read it well.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that there's not places that stinking road isn't 100 foot wide there where from fence to fence, but it'll be right up again the edge of the fence on this side and 100 feet across here. You're looking at timber over with an old fence that's broke down. And you go up here and you make a right-hand turn, and this side of the road is the road, and there's 100 foot on this side. I don't doubt that that's not the situation. It's a real strange layout of the road. The road is laid out in absolutely L-shaped corners. I don't know who else lives on it. I do know Mr. L.C. Smith's have some interest. So anyway,
okay.
So we're asking Frank to get a list of the people that are willing to give.
Yeah.
Great.
Have we jerked anything out of that roof, out of there yet? I mean, the big trees or anything?
Nothing large. We last year we cleared some of the blind corners as best we could within our right of way.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The next thing I have on my agenda is what's called Cartograph training. The work management system that we have at the office is called Cartograph. It's a proprietary software program. Once a year, they offer a training up in Dubuque, Iowa. Last year, we had this same request come forward, and I was asked to find out if the company would come down here to do the training for us. And the $2,000 bill went to about $5,100, I believe. And at that time, I was asked to see if City of Branson or any other local agencies or counties would be willing to come and work with us so that we could jointly share the bill. And the problem was that Cartograph people did not like to have a small symposium of other user groups off-site from their headquarters. So they were opposed to that idea. So I'm putting, again, this year that request forward. We are using the program to a much higher degree than we have in the past. Deborah and Kathy have a great need to...
How many people do you want to send, Frank?
Pardon?
How many people do you want to send?
I'd like to send both Deborah and Kathy, and if there's any chance of John being here after December, I'd like to send John, but if right now I think priority-wise it would be Deborah and Kathy.
And what's that cost going to be then?
The cost is right at $2,000 for both of them, slightly under that, and we have $4,000 in line item set aside for training.
I'm comfortable with them going. I know.
I figured you would.
I know Chuck's vote. I'll move that we authorize Kathy and Deborah to go to this Cartograph training.
I'll make a motion to table. I'm just playing.
Let me tell you, I'm down there with the Corps, just come from the Corps down there, and Randy and them was wanting to do some of use some of the stuff like that, and the Corps don't even. He said there was only a few people in the Corps that use the, whether they knew what he's talking about or not, I don't know, but that's what that ranger and the real estate man said. They use Cartograph.
Okay.
What were they saying?
So they said that there was only a few people that he couldn't, he asked him if he had availability for them to send them stuff and for, if they had, Randy was asking this question to the Corps members, and they said no, they had very limited Cartograph.
So the $2,000, is that travel? How long?
I believe it's 3 days. I may be mistaken.
It's mileage.
It's mileage. One hotel room using a county vehicle.
And we cover food.
Correct. I've got it broken
plus
down
a class.
Yes.
That food would be the only thing. Is that what you're saying? Over the $2,000?
No, all that, he said it's not going to exceed $2,000.
Not to exceed $2,000, that covers food, travel, rooms, and the conference.
All right. You threw in John, if he's going to be here, that he ought to go. What extra does that cost?
Another hotel room and food.
Another hotel room, food, and registration.
$500? $300?
$395, I think, per person.
So probably $500. Probably closer to more than that,
$650, $750.
All right, don't flip out. What about Randy? Didn't he use that about as much as anybody?
No. Randy really specializes in making maps for us. He doesn't do any data entry into the Cartograph system. Randy has almost a different field of specialization when it comes to computers.
I'm going to second the motion, I'm sure to the surprise of the Western Commissioner.
It means I'm wearing you down.
No, I'm not wearing down.
You've got it budgeted already, don't you?
It is budgeted. Yeah. We have 4,000 in the line item, and this, for two people, is about 1795, I think.
Right.
In fact, that was the term I was looking, thank you very much, because that was the term I was looking for. But I just want everybody to know that I am not
wearing down.
Wearing down.
I'll keep on working on you.
That I really, you know, that was a policy that, verbal policy, it's here when I got here, that we just didn't send folks out of state.
Right.
We've done otherwise. And I'm, again, I'm not against it, but we need smart people. Other comments? When are they going, if they go?
Sometime in October, mid to late October, I believe.
Ready to vote?
I am.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We voted on sending Deborah and Kathy?
That's all we voted on.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
Next thing I'd like to comment on is Mr. Pennell and I attended a Partners in Progress meeting. Thank you, by the way, for that last one. I think that's important.
Yeah.
We attended a Partners in Progress meeting last week, and there was an interesting comment. I'm not sure if you caught it or not, Mr. Pennell.
Sure.
The interesting comment is not where you think I'm going with
okay,
this.
Okay, well, then I'm, okay. Maybe I'll be surprised.
Gail from MoDOT
yes.
made a mention that on their project list, some recent things have been added, and he believes it's due to some input from Taney County. Those projects are T Highway intersection and the F Highway intersection realignment. And so it sounds like they're moving forward with both of those, and I think it is because of some of conversations that have gone out in the county, and it quite possibly may have come from the day that the MoDOT person was in here and we were discussing what some of our priorities were. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. I think that's neat that they're working on. Those are two significant problems for highly traveled areas that may see some improvements.
Before you leave that, it was said, I'm pretty sure I followed up with this, I don't remember who said it to me, but somebody at MoDOT, that if we were to do those, help with those, fund them forward or mm-hmm. whatever we did, that they would get it on the step, and then it might be 3, 4, 5 years later, we get paid back.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Hmm.
So we need to keep that in mind.
Strongly consider that.
If that does move forward, we don't want to just give the farm away.
You're right.
To get it on there, though, I think it's just exactly like when they're talking about the intersection at T.
Mm-hmm.
There's individuals out there with some influence that have been working hard, calling this and that, live on Mount Branson, to get a 3-lane from T Highway to the bridge, where the new bridge is going to be, and they're calling the right people, and they're not letting up, and so...
something we need to help them or
a support letter probably once I told him Mr. Davis he's attended here before but I told him I said look if you need us
Wayne
to,
Davis?
Huh?
Not Wayne Davis.
No. He owns Davis Seed Company out of Iowa and he's got a home he owns all those homes up there above the landing.
Okay.
And he's been pushing hard for this, and he's talked to, they know him as well as they know us, and he's been pushing for that T Highway, 3-lane 2 T Highway project, and I told him, I said, well, I'd bring it, and I mentioned it the other day, you know, when we had our conversation with the MoDOT person. You got to get those kind of things out there so that they do get on their list of thoughts to prioritize. So we might send him some kind of a letter of support to send with his packaging or something
mm-hmm.
that he sends to them. I don't know what connections he's got, but he's got some with MoDOT somehow that helps.
Well, Mount Branson sure would be nice to have a turn lane.
Yeah. He's talked about box culvert and that hole, that ditch line up through there that goes all the way at the top of the hill and three lane and thin on past there. So
I could give Mr. Davis a call. We had a
Richard Davis.
Yeah, Richard. We did some flood control measures in front of his home. And
right.
I developed a little relationship with him at that
right.
time.
And he gave you high compliments. I said, you don't know him as well as I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Would you like me to talk to him and see if there's anything
that
we can do to help?
Do we need signatures from the commission? Well,
about who he talked to, maybe?
Yeah. One of his people that he's talked to quite a bit is Siler. And I think Siler had been moved since then. He thought he had... But anyway, he would have still have a connection somehow.
Okay.
Well, I can't think of his name.
Andrew?
Matt.
Matt.
Yep.
Matt or Andrew? That's
now, Andrew. There's two of the boys, two of the Silers up there. Is that right?
I don't know. One
Matt's
of them.
The one that I enjoy on the radio when he's selling seatbelts. He's an engineer. We run onto him a lot, but there's an Andrew. Maybe that's somebody right. else.
There's an Andrew side. They're also at Moto.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. That's good. Any support letters or anything that he needs or signatures, well, I'm willing.
The next thing I have is we, Taney County, helped support City of Forsyth to the tune of $51,000 for Coy intersection improvements. And talking with Chris Robertson several weeks ago, they're running into problems in making that happen because of the exit driveway from McDonald's onto what would be a free light right turn. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I just wanted to remind you that we had $51,000 out there identified for those improvements, and there's a chance that those improvements might not happen because of the configuration of...
Wondered about that because there hadn't been anything done. I could tell.
They just got right up there to a point and quit.
They're striping the intersection today. Looks good. There will be some intersection improvements because of that, but the free right turn, which was to be a separate project after this one was closed out,
right?
They're running into some design issues, so I've talked to them and offered them several suggestions as to what they might be able to say to MoDOT. To help them along with that. And one of those would be closing that one exit from McDonald's, asking them to go back around on a road that already exists on the side of their property. But I just want to bring that to your attention.
I wasn't listening good. MoDOT's problem or McDonald's problem?
MoDOT's problem is that there is an exit into what would be a free right turn lane. The configuration is too close to, and they don't...
So that problem with MoDOT becomes a McDonald's problem?
Yes.
I see. Gotcha.
Next issue. didn't attend this morning's meeting, but I did listen to it via the internet. And in reference to Mr. Hausman's comments as far as spending money on preliminary engineering, that one sheet I have here has 42 projects, I believe, on it. And there's even other projects that are talked about in Taney County. I'll just bring up one, Forsyth-Taneyville Road. Traffic indicates that would be a good candidate. That or Timberline is another good candidate for some improvements.
They were on the list.
Right, they're both on the list.
That he talked about, that he passed out.
Okay. I still think we need to have a work session on sitting down and prioritizing some of these. Last time we talked, or the time before that, we talked about prioritizing them based on the feasibility and or possibility of them being funded from a grant source. And in talking with Joan and Ron, that seems to be a difficult task to put us through, or put them through, was which ones they thought would get a grant and which ones wouldn't. So I'm thinking we still need to somehow or another at least come up with a preliminary priority list wouldn't have to be set in stone, but at least we would have some priority set off of that list.
I agree. If I can jump in, I think we ought to have a priority list. Forget about grants for the time being. We ought to just have a priority list mm-hmm. of what roads do we feel like we ought to work on next. And of course, it would be the importance of them and value. And
which leads to my next issue.
Hold on. I'm making sure. I'm going to limit this discussion to 25 minutes before I walk out. Now, we'll sit down.
Well, I have about six other things to talk about.
You sure you want to bring up this one right now?
Well, it ties into what we're talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Long Range Transportation Group.
Oh, good.
I do a lot of reading in my off time in regards to county business, and there's different sources throughout the county. The old Siegel's one. I read about everything he puts out. And then there's others, and then there's discussions from various people in the community that want to know how our long-range transportation group is doing.
It's doing great.
He's turned me again. Siegel's turned me again with his ignorant remarks of the fact that he has spoken about attending meetings. He's talked about going to the state tax commission meetings. As far as I know, he didn't attend any of those. He might have attended one. And then he starts this, that decision should be made by the transportation committee instead of the commissioners. And basically, he's turned me again the transportation commission. And I was one of them that introduced it. Mm-hmm. Now you know how I feel.
I called Siegel and tell him to write another couple of stories on the positive that we'll talk about to get later.
Well, that's a suggestion.
I don't think we, in the first place, I have the same as one other commissioner mentioned. We have a interest with no participation. You know, we've had two meetings and couldn't even get enough people there to make a decision.
Sure. I had a fellow to work on that issue from the partners meeting, came up to me, long time realtor, top of a guy that's been involved in lots of planning stuff, that offered to sit. I think we ought to go forward. I think we ought to change it to, do we just have five members?
Right now we have six, seven.
We need to get seven.
We're not sure. We don't know. I think there's actually only six. We never reappointed Bob Simmons, and we needed to reappoint that position. So I think we have six people with basically five names and one open based off of what was set up prior to me.
There's five we've been working with, you might say.
Five names.
Bob. That. We're talking about today, we've talked about priorities, we've talked about having vision and looking forward, and I think we need help.
Well,
I mean, we do it in all kinds of other areas of our county government. We look to the public forum for
I would like to do is make sure we clearly identify what their job is, what we're looking for. I still think even with the revisions that we had some conversations about, I still think that there was some areas of some confusion on what their job was and what their job was not. And then expectations of, you know, do we give them a blank slate and go at it, or do we give them some, I think there's a lot of questions that I still have. I think there's value in it if it's done properly.
I don't receive, it doesn't seem like I received the public comment that you two do. But I've had, I know two different folks that I respect, longtime mm-hmm. business people, and from both of them on the west side, but talking about the need of it. And one of them I haven't got to sit down with and visit, but his name came to mind this morning. Anyway,
first place, I think it more lays more within an engineering firm's degree than it does. What really aggravated me was the fact that these people got to getting phone calls on different roads and what the public wanted instead of having to come through the commission, which elects, and we get paid for those butt-chewings. They don't. The public, those people that serve, don't get paid for it. And I don't appreciate the fact that they start getting phone calls at certain hours of the night wanting to promote
their project.
Their project. And so I went from an absolute positive form of it to where we tried it and I didn't see it working. But that doesn't mean that, you know, if you guys figure out a format that'll work from, I'll
I'd like to propose that we hire an engineering firm to help us facilitate, not really give us a list of things to do, but work within the confines of things that we have existing and to help facilitate this process. I have a RFP ready to go out, or we could pick one that we currently work with, but I think we as a group are having a hard time coming up with goals and objectives and agreeing on that.
We shouldn't though. It's absolutely, if it's been preached from the time that I got here 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, about the Forsyth-Taneyville Road, with every road superintendent, beginning with Mr. Ratterman, all the way through to when the commission had control, we know that is a top priority road and that needs to be worked on. There's been very little work on that road because we did the Swan Creek part of it, and then we just abandoned it because we didn't want to look like we were just spending all of our time there. The Slough Hollow situation over there, we've got that situation we've dealt with ever since that I've been here. The other one that you talked about was the Acacia Club Road. Acacia Club's been on the list ever since the very beginning. Have we done anything? Nothing. So we have priorities, and we have roads. Now, I'm not blaming any of this on you. I don't want you to take that wrong. But now, you've been here a couple of years, so you've heard about these projects as we go. Well, they've been there. Those roads have been on the list. They just have not been anything done on them. And I started to say something this morning in the meeting about the Casey Road project. They threw that thing back in the corner and just left it with 90-some thousand dollars worth of engineering done on it. And if we hadn't have come along and pushed it to the front of the priority list and got it done, it'd still be being talked about. Boys Camp's the same way. I mean, it was a road that had to be worked on. So we have priority roads. We just haven't them listed, and we just haven't started working on them.
But from that aspect, I think the four of us could do that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because they're right here.
But it's more than that. It's
future transportation needs is something completely different than.
That's something these four people need to do, is that list. Then we need to have transportation committee.
Well, I mean, because, and that's maybe an. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a can of worms. I don't think that we should. The transportation board should have anything to do with trying to find funding whatsoever. And that was part of the discussion last time. You know, they need to help us try to get funding too. Well, I don't think it's realistic.
I agree.
It almost is to a point where I'm more open to having a firm help than ever before. But I know other communities have transportation planning organizations. I mean, I know that I was indirectly a member of one in Northwest Arkansas because they had a multiple two-county board of transportation. I mean, they had their own planning
planning board. So I know there's other counties and other areas doing this, and maybe we need to look at what they're doing more specifically versus trying to reinvent the wheel.
That's not a bad idea.
I was thinking about the same thing, and yeah. That is to go to counties where counties
right.
have done it.
Something.
And just sit down and spend a little time visiting them before you hire an engineer.
Right. I mean, we kind of need to know what the ground rules are for us. Then we can figure out if it's just us four of us doing this. Is it us three in a public session, or can an engineer help facilitate faster?
Well, I didn't appreciate the fact, and I know we're across the air, but the seagull, old Grohman, comes up here and stands before here, and he says he doesn't care what we think about it, and he doesn't feel like we have any expertise in road building. Well, he's probably got part of that right, but he couldn't build a goat trail. And in the first place, he takes the recommendation of the road superintendent and then writes an article that totally doesn't even agree with his objective on it. So no matter who you get, you're going to end up with people who don't understand the process or where the need's at. They're going to write it so they can sell you the newspapers, or they can raise Cain, or whatever. They don't like me, and they don't like you, or they don't like this one or that one. And so they end up with totally off base from what we're trying to do. And then they start calling these individuals at home at
right.
night, all this kind of garbage. And that's my main concern.
Well, Frank, do you think you can pull together some other transportation planning organization? Do you have that data?
I do not. I'd probably like to personally talk to some people in Greene or Christian County and see how they've done it.
Okay.
Or that's fine. Maybe the others you might consider is, I don't know why they popped in my mind, but Lake of the Ozarks. I call it the Camden County. We looked at them because they're nearly what we mm-hmm. are in size.
Boone County's also, I mean, they're Columbia.
My next one, yeah. You've mentioned them, Boone County. And
who's done a better job than Branson?
Some of, yeah, I had.
Who's done a better job than Frank Miller and Branson? Whenever you talk about, and I went out and talked and spent the afternoon with Harold Plott. And Harold was talking about the East-West Corridor. And he said, Danny, he said, if people don't start looking ahead instead of looking behind, he said, whoever was on, he didn't even know at the time, he said, whoever was in charge of planning the Roark Valley Road, all those other roads, the connector feeds and everything, said they're thinking ahead, they're doing their job.
Right.
So who's done a better job about circulating traffic that went up one windy 76 to get traffic through? We've got people that can do those things. We just need their expertise and
we just need to be specific in what we're asking them, I think, is what we're lacking.
And
you got a good point there, and I agree. We might ought to talk to, well, Ray Ann was around at that time, some of those kind of people on how they get there.
Right.
I'm talking 20, 25 years ago people.
Yeah. They're not arguing about a tree down here at the end of the courthouse and how we're going to get Shorty Cooper up there. They're thinking farther down the line.
And wait.
What are you laughing about?
I understand what you're talking about.
But Ray Ann told at Wade Meadows' funeral about when they were talking about Roark, how the engineers, I think, had come up with the idea, or somebody had the idea, and Wade says, well, let's go look at it. And he got them, and they went out in the ticks and the jiggers, or whatever, how the story goes, and they walked what they were proposing mm-hmm. to do. He wanted them to get out there and see it. My point is, there's people out there at Branson that did some right things, maybe with an engineer, maybe without, I don't know. But we ought to pick on them.
But yeah, and there's some.
Well, David Miller of Branson's obviously very skilled in that.
17 years or something.
But once again, I think we got to establish what we're trying to achieve, and then we can get the resources, if it is a David Miller, if it's an engineering firm or whatever. But I still think that we got to make sure we clearly understand what we want at the end of these meetings, because I don't think we've clearly defined that. I think that was part of the problem. Plus, I think the other problem was unrealistic expectations of deadlines. I mean, we were trying to jump through hoops for an east-west corridor, and that's just not possible. So, I mean, I would like to see some other areas, what they've done, and then I think we get the resources together and
5, 10, 20-year plans.
Mm-hmm.
It's still alive, Frank. It's still
okay,
alive.
I will talk to 3 or 4 other organizations, including the City of Branson and Dave Miller, Larry Van Gilder, and see how others have gone through this process.
Maybe 3 of us can do the same thing.
This is my next issue. Oakmont Community is, I'm having a meeting with them tomorrow at 1 o'clock. They've asked me to come out there and reevaluate their roads. We recently went through a petition process, and they did not, they were not approved for several issues. One, their main road, I believe, is Orchard, off of 86 into the community. Was somewhat under construction at the time, and it was one of your recommendations to not accept it until most of the construction was done. Another road, Mulberry, I believe, had several, one or two entrances on roads that weren't even platted, and that was an issue. They've claimed they've purchased several pieces of property and have addressed that issue. The one issue that I don't think they can address is the 22% grade on one of the hills. So I guess I'm just letting you know that I will be meeting with them tomorrow, and they will be coming forward with a formal request after our meeting tomorrow to discuss the county taking these roads in again.
It brings me to another good issue, and I think that we have a responsibility. They chip and sealed the entire Bear Road.
They did.
It wasn't us. It was some.
It was an outside company.
Okay, the outside company. We asked that we would take that into the county if they would do that certain. It was 19%, wasn't it? Grade or 20?
Which road?
Bear Road. It was out for the day. Jack Harris
Road. Right, it was steep. I'm not sure what the exact number is.
If they did what they said they would do, and we've not taken the other part of the road in.
Have you been on it? You've been on it?
No, I haven't. That's the reason I was asking the question. We need to get somebody on that road and take that, if they still want that road taken in, because somebody has went ahead and done all the work instead of just doing, we just asked them to do the hill.
Right.
And we said if they do the hill, we do the rest of it, because we didn't want the, you know, the peeling up of the.
You talked to somebody to tell you that, I assume.
Yeah. A person lives out there, as a matter of fact. And he was wondering about the county's participation in it. And I think we do owe them, that was stated clearly here, that if they would take care of that hill, that we'd take that road in.
Are we talking about Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was contingent upon the completion of the chip seal,
mm-hmm.
which is done several months ago. They also relocated some utilities. They changed the tin horns.
Done everything we asked.
Yes.
So I'm going to be bringing that forward Monday, if you don't care to, and let's look at it. Or we can do that on a Wednesday. We don't have to do that on Monday. We can do that on a Wednesday or another day of the week.
I get some pictures or videos if you like, but I've talked to them several times and met out there once in the field, and they've more than met what we asked them to do.
Look, we have people all the time that's trying to take advantage of us but not doing it. I think they'll be rewarded for doing it. And so if you don't care to bring Bear Road before us to take into the county system, go check with the owners, which I guess would be Jack's wife, maybe, and I don't know who owns, maybe it has a homeowner association. Person I was talking to had bought a home there. So.
Hmm. bring it up. I mean,
yeah,
on what, or
Wednesday or Monday or yeah. whatever.
Okay. And you get, if you can find out who the owner is and if they still want to accept that.
I'm positive they do because they've called me several times and asked for some advice. And Randy's gone out there to help them.
Okay.
Set, they're
so it's platted and all ready to go.
They're in full expectation of us taking it in.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead. And I just didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sure. While you're interrupted, would you write Purvis Lane? I'd like to, next time we meet, make a plea to do a little bit of greater work on it.
If you could pass those around. This is Sam Day Road. It was brought to our attention by the school district about 6 weeks or so ago, and I had driven it several times, but I never realized the extent of the drop-off at this one location where they were asked, to put a guardrail in, and the drop-off was significant, and the roadside edge was breaking off, and as of right now, it's open to traffic. We have some backfilling to do in the ditch line there, but it's drastically improved and much better. I'd like to do a after construction video because Randy did such a nice before construction, and you'll see a dramatic difference in the safety of that particular section of road.
There was nothing but absolutely straight down. It didn't have any shoulder whatsoever. No. It was asphalt with a 20-foot drop.
Has your records guy got cost?
Not yet. As soon as we wrap it up, we will.
Yeah.
I think we estimated 30 to 50, and our estimates have been running real close to, our completed jobs have been running close to what our estimates are.
Hmm. I would have guessed it more than that.
Great. Want to see him? The fourth, third and half commissioner. The half commissioner.
Hey.
Horizon Hills, about every two...
Excuse me just a second. Late last week, the back and forth that we had. Can you find that real easy?
Yes, sure can.
We got time.
There was a... That's right. I think it's a development called Mills Hollow behind Horizon Hills.
Yes, it is, Mills Hollow.
He calls me about every week to 10 days, wants to know where we're at on taking Horizon Hills in, because there's a level of expectation for us to put up no parking signs up when we take these roads in. Where it stands right now is they were in receipt, Mr. Lonnie Brown was in receipt of a letter and a map showing the homes of concern. They called a week or 10 days ago and asked that they get a copy of the Hold Harmless Agreement. So I need to talk with Bob and ask him to provide me with a copy of that so that I can get...
Don't tell me they don't have a copy of the agreement.
Last time I talked to Bob last week, he said that he has already sent that to him, and apparently they've lost it.
Okay.
So Bob would...
We sent that... I thought we sent that to him.
We did.
6 months ago.
We did. But they're sort of putting the pressure and or blame on us for them not having the Hold Harmless.
Okay.
My point is it has been sent to them, and they don't have it. So we'll resend okay. the same thing to them.
And didn't you do a map?
Yes.
Did you do a map that shows
yes.
which lots, blah, blah, blah?
This is Wednesday you sent to me?
Yeah.
You sent to Barb and Carby, Danny and I?
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about?
As soon as Frank gets a minute, I'd like to preach that just to say.
Oh, you're going to preach, huh? All right.
So what else are you going to do on Horizon Hill?
Resend the letter out, the Hold Harmless, to Lonnie Brown. But in case he gets a hold of any of you and say, you know, we're waiting on something, well, really somebody on their side dropped the ball, and
okay.
we'll help them out.
That's
again.
That's another one of those things I think we need to revisit occasionally. We ask people to do things, they don't do them, then they come back to us and raise Cain. It makes the news media. We look bad. Look, we talked to you about this about a year ago. Sure you did. You were supposed to do something. You didn't do it.
Right.
So... Do I seem like I'm in a little bit of an irritable mood today or something?
Nothing more than normal.
On average.
Is that average, right, Chuck?
But it is aggravating to have that those kind of things. This Horizon Hill deal.
I can't remember
when the first time we talked about it.
And I called. I think I talked to Lonnie when Tim was here some time ago about the parking issue. I don't know, that's been a month ago, I bet, just to let him know that there was that issue that you just brought up about no parking. And I told him, I said, don't take me wrong. This isn't trying to hold the project up. I'm just telling you this issue is out there. I don't want you to get surprised.
That was included in the letter that I sent him, that was...
Oh. Are you going to another subject?
Yeah, if you're ready.
He's ready to take over.
Can you hang off just a second?
Sure.
I'd like to talk to Sunview, if I might. Remember Sunview?
I'd like not to.
My last comment says, Barb, the county does not plan to do any more clearing of the 30-foot right-of-way or additional improvement of Sunview at this time. Any other work you have talked about would need to be approved by the county commission. That was
Wednesday.
And she has emailed back, and you don't have that.
Well, maybe I do.
Is it? Do you forward that to me, too?
I don't remember if I did or not.
I got it.
Did you?
What she emailed back to you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look. It'll take me a while to find her on this little D-Daddy here. But believe it or not, I've turned high-tech on you.
Yeah. You're right. Believe it or not. I don't have it, Chuck. Maybe it's still in my inbox here.
Yeah. It just... Anyway. I propose a very, not much longer than that, of the same...
Wording. I don't have it.
That she corrected me on, I used right-of-way, and she corrected me that it's not a right-of-way, it's a platted road, which she's, of course, correct. And
what was her first name now?
Barbara.
Okay.
Anyway, I would like a letter signed by three county commissioners to send back to what we've talked about.
Just same, basically reiterating, put on letterhead what you. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
I'll work on it.
Or tell Bob to write it or whatever you want to do.
I mean, are we still in agreement?
Yes.
We don't want to do any more work. We're not going to clear.
It's better shape than it was. Yeah, yeah. And I believe it's been restored closer to what it was before the berm. I think we've been more than fair.
Yeah. She responded to your note.
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask that person this morning there?
Well, I've got three of them, but I don't have that one.
I'm going to delete them all. Responsible for the berm. Why didn't we ask him about that?
I should have asked him what his position on berms was, if he's going to run for any elected office.
If he left for any elected office in the future, I'm going to ask him that position question.
What's your position on using asphalt berming?
I can't find it on here.
I don't know.
Thank you. That's all I needed. If you all were still on the same track, then I'll work up a letter.
I'm there.
Get you to sign it.
Mr. Pinnell asked me to bring this one up a few weeks ago. It's a modular home trailer park called Ozark Park Estates off of 248. And in particular, the road is Sammy Road, where a lady has experienced some flooding problems on several occasions. One of the last major sewer projects went through this little community, and I'll let you take it from there, boss.
Thanks for reminding me very much. Mr. Craig, how are you, sir? This is across from Tri-Lakes Theater.
Yeah.
And it's not the city, needless to say. Sewer went through there, did their project. We had one issue be on the west end of the property. We had to go in, put some concrete, do quite a bit because of all the additional water that's coming down through there. This one's on the other side, close to 248, across from Cadwell's, kind of. There's a culvert that comes underneath the state highway, and there's a bunch of water, and it comes to their private road, and over flows at times and flood this lady out. I've been out there with Frank, been out there with Hooker and Suti, I think. The sewer doesn't believe it's their problem because it's really not to do with the sewer, but it's the development that's on Cadwell's place. There's a lot of runoff there and this and that, and it has to make 90-degree turns before it gets to this road. And I guess we could push the sewer to do something, but I don't think it's really sewer.
Was it in bad shape? Did the sewer cause it the way it is now?
My opinion, the problem came from the development. There's a bunch of apartments on the other side of the road.
Right.
And David Miller checked into that, and they supposedly followed the plans.
Okay.
But I think that's where the problem came from. I mean, they generated water that several cars were slowing down before, and it didn't slow down anymore. And I think David told me that there are actually going to be some
detention
ponds put along the highway. And why they didn't have that fence, or they really slipped there, I think, as far as that project.
And that's where they're redoing 248. They're redoing all the roads right now, right?
And it may be, when it's all done, it may not be as big a problem. But my suggestion, well, they've looked at doing it themselves, and it's, I think Tom Boyce looked at it, and it was $7,000 or $5,000, or I forget, to put a culvert at an angle,
mm-hmm.
which you or Randy or somebody suggested. My idea is just take the roads in so that Road and Bridge can go in there and put that culvert in. I think they're in good shape. The only negative is some of them are not real wide. I mean, it's not a park. I mean, they call it Ozark Park Estates, but the properties are owned individually. It's not a mobile home park where people are renting it.
Could we just not improve the roads like they were before if versus taking in something that's...
The roads are improved. The roads are in good shape. They've been... The sewer project has... Where it came through, there's new asphalt. Frank, I don't know if you looked at all of them, but in my opinion, they're in good shape. I mean... I don't know why they haven't petitioned us years ago, but they haven't.
But
the number one problem is we need a culvert across at an angle instead of making these 90s.
290s, yeah.
We can't do the 290s, so the water will run on down the way.
Right.
Since it's on the state got any obligation?
I'd like to look at the upstream where the new development is at. I think I've seen something that looks like detention and retention ponds. As of recently, that might
be. Is that right?
I think I have within the past few weeks. We did have a significant rain last week, 2+ inches that one evening. Maybe make a drive back through there, see if I can make contact with her, or look at her property, see if it looks flooded. Maybe look at both her property and up above and see if those detention and retention facilities are put in. It may be a mute point right now. It may be improved. I don't know. And it may not. It may not either, but I'd like to look at it.
Okay. Well, I'll call they do have an association, and I forget the guy's name, but I'll call him back telling him that we're talking about it.
Okay.
But if they have put up some detention, maybe it is this year. You know what happened last year in all the rains. It just messed up that. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay.
For now.
I'm still working on a platted road policy, and I will work with it. Once I have a rough draft, I will work with Bob to make sure that he is okay with the language. Patsy from GIS Mapping contacted me last week. They're getting ready to do another flyover of the county. Our last one is from 2006.
their frequency is about 3 years that they'd like to redo these things at. She's asking me for some funding. I just wanted to make you aware that we do have a line item that has $20,000 in it that we typically pay for things like this, and so it's just a heads up that they will be coming forward to you.
You're talking about Flatbug? To fly over and
they use it. We use it at the county. Use it for several different things. Yes.
This last Flatbug, and I don't know how it's went downhill, but it's just not. I mean, it's just not what it should be. And I've tried to use it. Tried to put people in touch with how to use it. It doesn't show anything like the first ones we had. The first ones we had showed big transmission lines and things like that on them. If you had a piece of property somewhere that you were questioning about, it'd give you an idea if it was, you know, platted county roads and this and that. This one doesn't. I'm just not happy with this one at all. I don't know if it's who's responsible, who we need to talk to.
This is for aerial photography, so the resolution wasn't good enough.
Well, you're talking about the resolution on the book that the assessor uses. They also use that same photography for plat, mm-hmm. laying out plats and stuff, and it's just not got it. Whenever you know I'm looking for certain details and everything, and that's what it's out there for, is to be used. Mm-hmm. It's $40 or $45, and I bought two of them, and I'm not satisfied with it. We need to have discussion about it.
Okay, that was a heads up to you. I'll talk to Patsy and let her know that you
might
have some concerns in regards to quality.
Quality.
Okay, thank you.
What we've all gone for is...
how much more do we have to go? I was going to go over to the IDA meeting.
Bull Creek Bridge on Round Mountain.
Is there anything else on the list?
Boys Camp Road and Pleasant
Ridge. IDA is at 3.
Yeah.
You need to tell him...
Boys Camp Road?
Call me.
Okay, I'll have to go over and visit with him at 2:30 both. What we haven't put on was the animal control thing. Is there an issue?
County's willing to do a 50% cost share on all three projects.
I'll vote on it.
Yeah.
Most to accept the IDA proposed contract.
Animal control. Animal control.
They have all three.
You said IDA.
Oh.
Animal control. Second.
And that you're talking the agreement and the lease, building lease, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Yes.
Has it got a place for three signatures or just one?
I think it's just one.
And the other one is 800,000 to 1.2, and we'll be asking for half of that.
Are you going to come over to me?
I might.
Okay.
So IDA.
Yeah.
Are we posted?
We're posted.
Okay.
It's a Ken?
That's it? Yeah, Victorian Hart. He just said he wanted to meet beforehand, and
tell him to call me.
I will.
Last week and had it today, the 24th.
Yes, sir.
I had a luncheon date with him, but I was at Bull Shoals Lake with the Corps of Engineers.
I'll talk
relay that
before you leave. That's the half. Tell us about Mission Road. You mentioned it this morning when I came in.
Yes, we went in. We
so these are all
met with the Corps. Randy's out there. They shot a grade for a 50-foot road easement with the Corps okay on it.
Uh-huh.
There's going to have to be a little bit of timber and stuff taken out, and there's going to be a parking lot off to the side. It's just what we would classify as a Class 6 road with a cul-de-sac where people can launch boats and everything.
Excellent.
Mission Road. And the Corps wants it. They said they wanted it to be nice enough to be an example of what we wanted to do.
Okay.
So
that's good. When are we going to do it?
They're doing the measurements and turning it in to them now. That's where I came up with it. They said that Randy asked them about this training that you guys are going to send these people to, and they said that they didn't use it that much.
Okay.
So that's where I come up with that at. So
we're not starting it right now?
Well, they're shooting the grades on it.
They're shooting the grades.
So where they know how far up the hill they can come with the parking lot and the cul-de-sac.
What's left on your list?
Not much. Pine Top I want to talk about, and then this I really when you talked about you, a lot of that's in Branson. Just two more things.
Yeah, I have to go.
Okay, bye.
I have to. I won't make my 2:30 otherwise.
Is there something good we can vote on while he's gone? Get it my way.
You need
taking all of Branson's roads out of the
system.
Maintenance program?
Yes, sir. Are you needing two definite things there you need to talk about?
No, I could put them off till next time if you want.
If there's something Jim would be interested in, well, I'd like for him to be there.
One of them is.
One of them, I'd like to. The other one's Pine Top. I want to.
The other one's breakfast. Do that later this week.
Okay.
Let's just do both of them.
Okay.
Pine Top is a. Are you planning on chip and sealing it like we talked earlier?
We are, but the hill off of the Gunnison side, I don't think is going to keep a chip seal on it. That thing's steep.
Oh, you want to lay it?
I'd like to lay a portion to the top of the hill. I need to get some cost estimates on it and let you know what it's going to cost, but I think if we throw a chip seal on it.
First break, you mean, maybe up where the big yellow house is on the look to the right?
Yeah, right there. It's a very steep road.
Yeah, it is.
I think we're throwing money away if we try to chip seal it. It's that or let it.
And it's going to deteriorate.
Deteriorate every time it rains.
Every time it rains, it's going to wash off. It was smooth as a highway at one time, and it's just eating itself up.
And what's your Jim, what's he interested in?
Been working on looking at all the asphalt surfaces throughout Taney County and met with Vance Brothers out of Kansas City last week. They're almost in the nation's premier surfacing companies, and they do slurry sealing, micro-surfacing, and I sent you all a pamphlet on and then highlighted some pages to let you know what those are. But I have developed a program that will probably ask for funding tomorrow, not any additional funding over what we normally get, but doing some work on preventive maintenance techniques to some of the existing asphalts, which is not a chip seal, but pure AC.
Before oil got so high, we talked about doing a lot more overlay instead of chip and seal, and then the oil prices went sky high, and we just cut it out of the picture.
Right.
So I'd like to get to talking more about that if we're going to have money to work with. I don't know how much money we'll have to work with, but once we put that overlay down, well, it's a 15-year versus a 5 or 6, so...
So I will, at next meeting, have a little presentation to give you on that. Last thing I had, John Deere is giving on September 2nd a...
class on that?
A class on emissions compliance, because we're a Tier 4 now. They seem to be changing. In the last 2 years, they've changed emissions compliance regulations on large diesel engines. But they'll also be having... some classes on equipment replacement, engine replacement.
They sent me one of those. I got one at home, as a matter of fact, even.
Tracy asked straight up if I could get permission for all the gentlemen that attend Shop Talk to come to this. It's from 11 to 2:30 or so, 11 to 2 on September 2nd, which I believe is a Wednesday.
Well, can you work a safety class in it?
Yeah.
Won't you? Yeah. Won't you do that? Chuck and I, when we had our first road and bridge administrator here, we went heavy on safety classes. And we at that time demanded one every quarter, I think, didn't we? Because we were doing a lot of hiring at that time. And anyway, we worked into that, and we've kind of got, we're semi-annual deal now. Mm-hmm. I'd like to work one in on something like that where you're going to have them all together, work in a safety class.
Okay.
We've not got the problem with new employees because we've had such a slow time,
right. But
it would be a good time to work on something else in that category, more safety.
You mentioned Shop Talk crew. What about mechanics?
Rex and Paul would be included in that group, yes.
Good.
No cost to the county other than the time on the clock and fuel up there and back.
Front fuel.
Right.
Okay, so that's your take there. All right.
Okay.
What do we got? Going out there? You going out there?
Yeah, may run out there.
Item number one, Danny, was, and I'd like you to know before I actually do it, was the hiring of somebody for Jack's crew. Decided that we would go to the outside versus trying to force somebody over from another crew.
I don't agree, but you can go and use whatever you got from these other guys you can do. I think we have to, I think whenever they hire on the county, it doesn't have anything on there about where they're going to be, what they're going to be doing, or anything when they hire on the road and bridge, unless it's a specialized deal. And I think that you get to the point to where you are not telling them what to do. They get to the point to where they think they're telling you what to do, and I don't like it.
Jack's concerned with that, and I agree with you probably mostly. Jack's concerned with that is because we've gone out twice voluntarily to seek somebody to come to that crew and gotten zero response other than one gentleman who's working on Sam's side right now, a part-timer. He's the only one who's responded.
I don't have any problem with a part-timer, moving a part-timer over. If they're a good one, mm-hmm. and with somebody that we want to keep, either side, I don't have any trouble. Just tell that part-timer, this is where, do you want to work for the county? This is where you're going to work at.
Right.
I don't have any problem with that. I have a problem with the whole group if they decide that they're telling you that they don't want to work on this particular crew for this, and they really don't have a good reason for it. I have a real problem with it. You know, I had to work electrical. I had to crawl in attics and do everything else that I didn't want to, and I was writing their paychecks. And I did it because I wanted to, and I expected them, when I told them to get in there, to get it. And so that's the way I look at it.
Okay. We're looking for someone that has a full-blown commercial license, and nobody on staff does right now. And that's a weakness on Jack's crew. So the one part-timer does not have a license.
Yeah. And we got just one part-timer on the east, too?
Yes.
And one part-timer on the west. Well, just let it be noted that I don't agree with it, so.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
What do you say, Mr. Roberts? Well, Dad had a couple of good days this weekend, but I never know if the morning is going to
He go ahead and start his treatment.
Yeah,
he's been in, I think he's going to go on his third week. Let's go over there.
See you later, Mr. Bell.
See ya. Take care.
Yeah. Every once in a while I'll do that whenever I sit for a while.
No, I just lay out.